He denies any clinical symptoms that would suggest ongoing progressive cerebral degeneration, but has a very long list of medical problems, which was included in your referral, including dyslipidemia, stress reaction, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, male erectile dysfunction, obstructive sleep apnea, for which he uses CPAP therapy, chronic insomnia, obesity, GERD without esophagitis, symptoms of a mood disorder, knee pain, osteoarthritis, dermatitis, alcohol use, recent findings of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease without angina pectoris, some difficulty in painful ambulation with right knee pain, and identification of cardiac arrhythmia with atrial fibrillation, for which he is treated. New paragraph, current medications include Tylenol, atorvastatin, testosterone, metoprolol, tadalafil, Exatimbi, 10 milligrams, lisinopril, 20 milligrams, minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams, new paragraph, he complains of left lower back, buttock, and thigh pain, recent mood problems, new paragraph, he carries diagnosis of treated sleep apnea, comma, testicular hypofunction, insomnia, arthritis, cardiovascular disease, memory deficiency, dyslipidemia with elevated cholesterol, plantar fasciitis, hypertensive heart and kidney disease, paragraph, he is currently under the care of Dr. Peter Wolk treating his atrial fibrillation. New paragraph reports a history of difficulty with weight loss. He was recently readjusted to nifedipine medication for his hypertension. New paragraph. His most recent primary care examination was focused on his history of palpitations and heartburn. Showing a minimally elevated troponin. There's a history of discontinuing amlodipine because of gum disease. He was considered for initiation of Eliquis, considering his cardiology evaluation with Dr. Wolk. New paragraph. MR brain imaging accomplished on April 14th, 2025, for complaints of memory loss, walking trouble, tremor, and mild cognitive impairment, showed scattered punctate foci of flare activity in the periventricular white matter. Small size, 1 to 3 millimeters, suggesting ischemic changes. The gray-white differentiation was intact. There was mild cerebral volume loss, accentuated in the frontal and anterior temporal regions. Post-inflammatory changes were seen in the maxillary sinuses. Overall findings were consistent with reversible causes of atrophy. New paragraph. Electrocardiography completed at Enloe Health, a 7-day cardiac monitor on February 13, 2025, showed evidence for supraventricular arrhythmia with short bursts. Asymptomatic with no evidence of atrial fibrillation. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows that he is alert, oriented, insightful, and highly intelligent. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, without unusual ideation. Motor function in the upper and lower extremities was preserved. Subparagraph, he complains of knee pain on the right. New paragraph, there is no ataxia on ambulation. New paragraph. In consideration of his clinical findings and his history, we will move forward with the following evaluation. You can list these vertically. Amyloid PET CT imaging of the brain to exclude dementia risk. Next is diagnostic laboratory testing for dementia evaluation and exclusion of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Special laboratory testing for metabolic disorders. New paragraph. I will have him complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires. New paragraph, we will refer him for a cerebral DAT scan. Considering his reports of stiffness with ambulation and possibly slight tremor for Parkinson's evaluation. New paragraph. I am scheduling him for reevaluation and follow-up testing in several weeks with his results. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then.